Yeah, we're asking on 13109, have you been pressured into a tattoo or have you pressured someone into getting a tattoo? My fiance jokingly brought up the other day that he was like, oh, I'm going to get a D20 dice from Dungeons & Dragons on my back. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And I keep planting the seeds, trying to get him, like, to convince him to get a tattoo, showing him examples, showing him some of my favourite artists, and it's not really working.
He's still a ways off, right?
He's still a ways off. Like, I've already got, like, my next three planned.
You've got your tattoo journey mapped out.
This is the next one I want to get. I'll show you guys on my wrist.
Oh, yes, a feather.
Yeah, oh, that but looks like nice. In the colours of some of my birds.
And it's 3D as well, which is awesome.
It looks like a freshly fallen out feather.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. So that's the next one, hopefully. But we're asking you on 13109, have you been pressured or have you pressured someone into getting a tattoo?
All right, let's go to Grace up first. Hey, Grace, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, thank you, Grace. Tell me, were you doing the pressuring or was it vice versa?
I was pressured, but, like, my ex said to me that he would find me more attractive if I got tattoos.
What did you get?
I didn't get any while I was with him, but I got them when I broke up with him.
What did he want you to get, Grace?
He kept showing me girls that were, like, fully tattooed, like, neck to toe.
Okay. That's full.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
You know what? Obviously had, like, he's been watching too much Pornhub or something.
Yeah, a bit of a fetish girl, you know.
Oh, my God.
So, what kind of tattoo did you get?
I just got, like, cute little ones, like, one on my chest, one on my thumb, some of my ankles. I'm getting, like, a thigh piece soon, so.
Ooh, I like that.
Have you seen him since you've broken up, like, all tatted up?
No, yuck.
Do you know what? What great revenge, hey? Screw you, bro.
You get none of this. It's all for me.
Yeah. Do you have a partner now, Grace?
Yeah.
Are they into the tattoos?
Yeah, well, he's fully covered. So,
there you go.
He's frothing it. Very good.
Oh, that's great revenge. Great call.
I love that. Let's meet Amy now. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Really good. Now tell us, what was your story about tattoo pressure?
My brothers pressured me when I was in my 30s.
Oh.
They've all got, you know, made in Australia, product in Australia, all the rest of it. Good trend back then.
Made in Australia, that sort of stuff. That's what they have. What
Southern Cross tattoos.
Yeah, you know, all the original ones.
Yeah. What did you get?
Yeah.
My dad's in the Navy.
Yeah.
I now have a product of semen tattooed on my hip.
A what?
Product of semen, as in a semen.
Yes.
Of course, the Navy reference.
But it doesn't get taken as that.
No. I can understand why.
Is there any...
You got me.
Are there any pictures next to it, or is it just the writing?
It's in a triangle, like a product of Australia tag.
Okay, yeah.
So tell me, Amy, what does your dad think of that one?
He is horrified.
Wait, where do you have it?
It's on my hip.
Okay, well...
Easily hidden.
Covered up. And you just have to blame your brothers whenever your dad brings it up.
Yes. So the recent husband wasn't too impressed and refuses to look at that side of the body.
What's been the reaction when you bring, like, when you, you know, have adult alone time with others? Like, do most people notice it?
At first it was funny.
Yeah.
And then it becomes horrific.
Would you consider getting it removed?
I thought about it, and then I thought, no, it's a time between me and my brothers, and it's a bit of a thing.
Good sport. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Amy.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever heard that as a tattoo.
Product of semen.
Yeah.
I love originality for tattoos. That has to be one of the most original
ones. Very original.
I've never heard of that tattoo before. Guys, up next, we've got to talk about this new reality show that's being brought out in America, and they're calling it one of the worst ever, but they've managed to rope in some pretty big stars as judges and people behind the scenes. They've got Usher, the singer, and he is judging this reality show where basically they pit activists against each other. So think like your climate change people that wave signs, that sort of stuff, to try and see who is the greatest activist.
What's the show called? The Activist.
The Activist. People are calling this the worst idea ever, so we've got to unpack it all next.